It has just gone 24 minutes after 12 o'clock, and as promised, right now I do have Advocate Siduduzo Gumede, the Ombudsman for the City of Johannesburg, on the line. Advocate, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm hoping that all is well on your end, sir.
I am very well, thank you. I hope that you are well too.
No, we are keeping well. It's just the heat, but other than that, no complaints.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's just start with an understanding of the role as well as the mandate of the Ombudsman in the City of Johannesburg.
Okay, thank you very much for the opportunity, and good afternoon to your listeners. So, the role of the Office of the Ombudsman is to investigate complaints of maladministration in the City of Johannesburg. So that's a broad concept, right? Maladministration can manifest in a number of ways. Some may be not so significant, others may be quite important, okay? So we investigate all manner of maladministration that ratepayers bring to our attention by way of complaint, or that we ourselves in the execution of our duties, in other words, as officials, as investigators, as the ombudsman himself, looking at things in the city, identifies things that merit investigation. So things that are going wrong in the city, and there are many. So we turn out of our own initiative this way, without anyone bringing a complaint to the ombudsman, a formal written complaint. Well, that's how it ought to be. We can, in terms of the bylaw of council, do or initiate our own investigation. We call it an own instance investigation. So that is how we work. We go out to the communities and we talk, like we're going to be doing this coming Thursday in Rivoli. So we go out to communities and we talk about our members. So which is to investigate maladministration in the city and to promote a culture of respect for human rights. Those are the two pillars of the mandate of the Office of the Ombudsman. Very broad.
Very broad indeed. You made reference to your visit to Rivoli on Thursday. Talk us through what exactly you hope to achieve from the site visit.
Okay, so this visit is a follow-up site visit. We were there last year, the Office of the Ombudsman and the Office of the Chair of Chairs. Okay, we went to listen to communities. It was during a time when illegal mining was causing a lot of anguish in the community in terms of the violence that was taking place there, the shooting between illegal miners or gangs, you could call them that, because they seem to have organized themselves into particular groupings, okay, of gangs, and people basically opening up the mines, decommissioned mines, going underground to look for gold. And they obviously have intimate knowledge of how the mining takes place. There are probably people who have worked on the mines in the past, before the mines were decommissioned. So all manner of things were happening on the surface and underground. So underground, there would be explosions taking place at any time of the day, okay? Unexplained explosions. We don't know what the impact of those explosions the impact is on the structures underground. People have been complaining about inexplicable or unexplained tremors in the city of Johannesburg. We don't know if there's a relationship between those explosions and the tremors. People have been complaining about dust, environmental issues in the area. Basically, now not so much about the mining, but more about a persistent issue of mining dams that were left there, have basically been left there for close to 100 years. And the environmental impact of those dams on the community, especially in the winter months of August, July and August, when we experience a lot of wind in the country and a resurgence of all manner of respiratory diseases among children in particular, such as asthma, etc., etc. So we went in to listen to those concerns. There were many other concerns that communities raised. And chief among those, I mean, I mentioned this because speakers were at pains to emphasize the element of heritage and the element of tourism that they have lost in the area. You might know this, that Rivoli and Langnachte were areas where gold was first discovered in the early 19th century or late 19th century. There is a big story to be told there. What we know today is the city of Johannesburg pretty much started around that time in the 1880s, right? And the communities were telling us that they used to have tourism used to be a big thing, especially in Rivoli. They used to bring people from all over the world who would but people would come to South Africa. And when they are in South Africa, they want to see, to listen to the story of the discovery of gold and the early stages of development in the city of Johannesburg. And they would bring, the people wanted to see, where did this actually happen? So they would get a lot of people coming in, and there will be tour guides, there will be employment created in the area to take people through various parts of the area of discovery and to tell the story of Johannesburg. All of that has been pretty much destroyed, not by illegal mining, but a combination of a lack of attention by the city. Community themselves also destroying existing infrastructure. So a combination of things. So what we are going to be doing tomorrow as well is to bring back Joburg tourism. So I'm going to come down with the CEO of Joburg Tourism to come and listen to the people again, but also to start to do an assessment of what needs to be done to revitalize, to resuscitate tourism in Johannesburg and specifically in Rivoli. And perhaps part of that assessment will be consideration to building or rebuilding some kind of monument that will then draw back the tourism that we have lost in that area and maybe then create opportunities for people to be employed as tour guides, etc., etc. But that's just the one component. But we also bring in the Department of Environmental Health. Okay, so it's a Department of Health, more specifically a division called Environmental Health, to look at the environmental issues that I've raised about dust in the area, about sickness. To people and children, what is the city going to do to respond to those issues. We're bringing a department called Development Planning, because, as you might know, in and around Rivoli in particular, are pipelines that transport gas and other types of fuel by Sasol in particular. I think there may be other companies involved, but Sasol is a big player in the area in terms of pipelines. So we also want to bring that awareness to the community, and more specifically the city, so that we don't have disasters such as we have seen in other parts of the city. Is that infrastructure that is there? Does the city know about it? Does the city have a plan about it? Does Sasol have a plan about it? Are we comfortable about what is there? And are we sure that there can be, one, there can be no disasters, that we'll be able to prevent disasters, that everything is where it should be, and that there are people monitoring that? Well, I have had conversations with people at Sasol. They assure me that that is the case. They have ways to monitor that. But I would like them to come and also just reassure the community that it is so. And from the interview of the city, to make sure that the city as well is aware of this, is monitoring that also from their perspective. So that is the purpose of the visit tomorrow.
Thank you for that, the advocate. Whilst we are on that particular topic pertaining to the people or the community in of the area, can you tell us what is the recourse for the people of Rivoli for the city having just failed them?
Sorry, for the city just having just?
For the city failing them.
Well, the response then is a conversation. The city now has, I represent the city of Johannesburg, as the city has established an office of the ombudsman as part of its response mechanism to say, perhaps in the past we haven't heard you, perhaps we haven't had the right structures to engage with you. Now we're establishing the office of the ombudsman. The ombudsman must go there and listen to your cries and put them together in a particular format that council understands and present them to council so that council can debate the issues and come up with solutions. So what I would say, this is the response that the city has provided, the creation, the establishment of an office of the ombudsman. Of course, we don't work alone. We work with existing departments, so we play a role of coordinator. So that's, as I say, tomorrow I'm going to bring development planning. Tomorrow I'm going to bring the Department of Health, stroke environmental health. Tomorrow I will bring infrastructure development. That is the city basically providing a response. Maybe to past failings, but the city says we are correcting whatever failures we have been part of. This is our response. This is how we believe complaints need to be channeled, processed systematically, and responded to.
Advocate, if you can just talk us through the process then of getting assistance, or how do we access your services?
Okay. For those who have access to computers, we have a website, right? We have a website. You can go into www.jobekombudsman.org.za. So you go in there and you look for a complaint form. There's a complaint form. You download the complaint form and you complete it. On the complaint form, you will see there are also contact details in terms of where you must send this complaints form. So the address is there. It's on the complaints form. That's one way. Another way is to physically come to the office of the ombudsman in Bramfontein. We are in the Sapit building, 48 Anisov Street, Bramfontein. You go in there at reception and you ask for the office of the ombudsman. They will direct you. We're on the second and third floors, right? Another way is to approach your own ward councillor and ask them to guide you to the office of the ombudsman. You don't have to do it yourself, okay? The ward councillor himself or herself can download the form, complete it on your behalf, and sign it and lodge it with the office of the ombudsman. Either physically, bring it to our offices, or online, and we will receive it and then deal with it. If it falls within, obviously, the jurisdiction of the office of the ombudsman. Some things may fall outside of our jurisdiction, and we do get that. I mean, somebody might ask us about a pension fund matter. We must then direct that person to the right office, which is probably the pension fund adjudicator. Or they may come up with something that falls outside of the scope of a municipality. Then we must direct that complainant to the right structures. Okay. We also work with various other organizations, call them other chapter 9 organizations or sister organizations, like the Office of the Public Protector. We work with them as well. We get complaints sometimes via those offices, the Office of the South African Human Rights Commission. We work regularly with those structures to receive complaints. But like I said, we also, just out of our own initiative, go into the community. We are also in the community. We go in the community, we identify things that are wrong, and we address them. For example, we have an existing investigation. We have a number of investigations underway. So we have an investigation involving 47 retirement villages in the city of Johannesburg. It's an ongoing investigation where we said, let's go and look at the conditions, the living conditions of the elderly in the retirement villages owned by the city. So we go there and we look at conditions. Then we do a sample. We put together a report and we take it to council. We say, council, this is the state of play in your retirement villages. So I'm just giving you an example of what we do sometimes. We have a continuous engagement with organizations such as the Johannesburg Heritage Foundation, the friends of Johannesburg Cemeteries, where they bring particular issues to our attention, and we do a proper investigation, and we make sure that departments that are responsible for looking after this facility responds to those concerns. So that's how we receive work. One, own initiative, or written submissions or written complaints sent to us either physically by hand or sent to us electronically, and we then assess them for jurisdiction and then make a determination.
Advocate, just so that we are all on the same page, we made mention of illegal mining. Just so that we are all under the same understanding, what then can the ombudsman do about the residue of old mines that are also affecting the health of people in Soweto and its surrounding, outside of illegal mining?
Yes. The ombudsman is exactly what we are doing right now. So the issue was raised with the ombudsman in the office of the chair of chairs. So we initiated an investigation. Then we take what we call a multidisciplinary approach. So we say, what are the issues? The issues are health. What are the issues? The issues are maybe infrastructure. Let's look at the infrastructure that's there. Let's look at there's an emerging settlement on the other side of the road. Let's bring in human settlement to look at what is happening here in relation to housing. What do we need to do to make sure that people are properly accommodated? What infrastructure will they need? So that's what we do as an office of the we'll bring all these departments together and take them to where the issues are and say, come up with a plan to address the issues that have been raised. And the plan must have time frames. And then we monitor those time frames. People have committed to particular time frames, to particular plans. We monitor whether they are keeping to those commitments or not. And if they're not, let's understand why they are not. Sometimes they themselves need help, and we can help wherever we can to escalate issues to council, because the ombudsman reports directly to council. So, you know, we have that latitude, we have that power that we can go straight to council to elevate a problem in the community.
Advocate, I want to say to you that in communities like ours, we have become accustomed to laying our complaints with or the relevant people and then just hoping for some good news to come our way. So once an issue has then been escalated to your office in particular, and nothing becomes of that issue, what is the recourse? In fact, how would we then find that particular person that polices you? And also, what is the processes that is in place to make sure that the ombud is actually doing what it needs to do?
If there are blockages, or if the office of the ombudsman, being an office with about 45 employees, is not doing its work, you can come to me directly. I do that fairly often. I get direct approaches from complainants who are either not satisfied with the outcome or are not satisfied with the pace of the investigation. So you can come directly to me. So I account for the office of the ombudsman. If I don't come back to you, take me to council. If I don't respond to your concern, you can escalate me to council. That's where I report.
So just so that we can have an understanding around complaints, what type of complaints, one, and are complaints lodged by absolutely anybody for any reason or any nature of complaints?
Yes. The complaints will basically be complaints that communities or individuals, ratepayers, residents of the city of Johannesburg have against the city of Johannesburg. Okay, it's very important that it must be against the city of Johannesburg, because I'm the ombudsman for the city of Johannesburg, but not for any other city, right? And these complaints will be, in the main, complaints about the delivery of services. City of Johannesburg supplies water, supplies electricity, supplies, provides all manner of services. In the economic sphere, creates opportunities there for business to function and to apply for particular rights, you know, planning, etc., development planning, etc., etc. Basically, it is about complaints or the area of local government, right? Anything that a local government does or doesn't do well, this is what we investigate. You can complain about that to the ombudsman, but the process, obviously, with all established ombudsman organization is that first you must go to where the primary responsibility to do a particular job lies. In other words, you have an issue with clinics in El Dorado Park. You must go to the Department of Health in your region. So you need to identify your region, go to your regional office, and complain there. Right? There is a way to complain. You can ask for a regional director and lodge a complaint there. And he or she will allocate the complaint, and the complaint must be investigated. If after a little while you've been waiting and you don't see, whether there's movement, and you inquire, you don't get a satisfaction. It also depends on how urgent your complaint is. But I'm just talking about your standard complaints about my electricity bill is too high, my water bill is too high, and I have a small family. I don't understand what is happening. I've been paying X amount of money. Suddenly I'm paying X plus 5 or X plus whatever number it is. And I don't understand how we have arrived at that position. So in that case, you can come to the office of the ombudsman. You would probably have a reference number that you would have been given by the Department of Health in the example that I've made. You bring that reference number. So sometimes you may have more than one reference number because you've tried so many times and you're not getting assistance. You can say, ombudsman, I have tried so many times. I have 4 reference numbers. Still, my issue is not investigated properly. I am unhappy. Please help me, and I will help you, or try to help you as much as I can.
I am very sensitive to the time, advocate. Just from my side, I just want to ask of you, please, can we tag along on a Thursday when you do a site inspection?
Please do come. It's very important that you come. I am glad that you're offering to come because you're going to help me with my advocacy. I need as many people in Johannesburg to know about the existence of this office and the services that we provide. So please do come along.
Awesome stuff. Advocate Siduduzo Gumede, Ombudsman for the City of Johannesburg, we say thank you for affording us your time for this relevant conversation.
It is my pleasure. Thank you very much.
It is 10 minutes to 1 o'clock. News is coming your way in just a few minutes. Aldous FM, all day, every day, bringing you what is relevant.